Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to begin his speeches with, whereby he stated, "Verily all praise is due to Allah, we praise Him, we seek His assistance, and we seek His forgiveness. We seek refuge in Allah from the evil of our own selves and the evil recompense of our bad actions. Whomsoever Allah guides, none can misguide, and whomsoever Allah causes to go astray, none can guide. And I bear witness that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His servant and messenger." And then the Shaykh, hafidhahullah ta'ala, proceeded to thank Allah azza wa jal for allowing us to come together in the continuation of studying this book, Riyad al-Salihin, and we will proceed with the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah. Yaqulu musallif Abu Zakariya Yahya bin Sharaf al-Nawawi, rahimahullahu ta'ala, fi kitabihi Riyad al-Salihin, bab, alamati hubbillahi ta'ala al-abd, والحث على التفرق بها والسعي في تحصيلها. وقال رحمه الله تعالى: وعنه، يعني عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه، عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: إذا أحب الله تعالى العبد نادى جبريل إن الله تعالى يحب فلانا فأحببه، فيحبه جبريل فينادي في أهل السماء إن الله يحب فلانا فأحبوه، فيحبه أهل السماء، ثم يوضع له القبول في الأرض. متفق عليه.
نسأل الله يجعلنا وإياكم كذلك.
And the Shaykh حفظه الله تعالى made a supplication to Allah to make us from these people whom Allah loves.
حب الله.
The love of Allah سبحانه وتعالى.
للعبد.
For His servant.
بينا أن الله تبارك وتعالى ذكر الأشياء التي توجب محبته.
The Shaykh حفظه الله تعالى previously mentioned those things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made as a means for attaining His love.
ذكرنا منها الآيات: قل إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحببكم الله.
And the verse that was previously mentioned, if it is, say, O Muhammad, if it is that you truly love Allah, then follow me, and Allah will love you and forgive you.
ثم بينا حديث التقرب إلى الله بالفرائض وحب الله لذلك، ولا يزال يتقرب العبد النوافل حتى يحبه الله تبارك وتعالى.
And the Shaykh Abdullah Ta'ala previously mentioned the hadith that came before this, that the individual does not get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with anything more beloved than those actions that Allah has made obligatory, and that the individual continues to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with those things that are nawafil or supererogatory.
هذا الذي أحبه الله.
This individual that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has loved,
يأمر أهل السماء أن يحبوا.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands those in the heavens to love Him.
فينزل له القبول في الأرض.
And the recompense of that is that acceptance, or this person being accepted, this is sent down amongst the people on earth to accept this individual.
فيحبه أهل السماء وأهل الأرض.
And the angels in the heavens and the people on the earth will love this individual.
وهذا هو الشأن.
And the Shaykh Habibullah wa ta'ala is saying that this is the affair.
أن يكون العبد محبوب عند الله.
That the individual is beloved or loved with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
فقد يكون للناس بعضهم.
And the Shaykh Habibullah wa ta'ala stated that it may be the affair where some people
محبين بهذه الأرض.
These people, some of the people, they may be loved with regards to their status or their situation on the earth.
كما هم بعض مشاهير الكفار.
And the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that this is exemplified in some of the kuffar who are loved.
وَلَكِنَّهُ غَيْرْ مَحْبُوبْ فِي السَّمَاءِ.
What? But this individual is not loved with regards to those in the heavens.
وَلَكِنْ إِذَا أَحَبَّ اللَّهُ جَعَلْ لَهُ قَبُولٌ فِي السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ.
But if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves a servant, He makes him love to those who are in the heavens and those who are upon the earth.
وَهَذَا أَمْرٌ لَيْسَ بِأَيْدِي الْعِبَادِ إِنَّمَا مِنْ اللَّهِ.
And the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that this affair is not in the hands of the servants, rather this is an affair which is decreed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
فهناك أيضا من يبغضهم الله عز وجل.
And likewise there are those individuals whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dislikes or detests.
فيبغضهم أهل السماء والأرض.
And due to this, those in the heavens and earth despise this individual or detest this individual.
ولربما كان لبعض الناس بغض في الأرض.
And the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that there may be individuals who they have those people in the earth or some of the people who detest them.
وَلَكِنَّهُمْ مَحْبُوبٌ فِي السَّمَاءِ.
But these individuals, they are loved with regards to those who are in the heavens.
بعض الصالحين في بلاد الكافرين.
The Shaykh Hamid al-Wa'ala gave the example of some of the righteous people who live amongst the kuffar. وقال رحمه الله تعالى وفي رواية لمسلم قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الله تعالى إذا أحب عبد دعا جبريل فقال إني أحب فلانا فأحبه فيحبه جبريل ثم ينادي في السماء فيقول إن الله يحب فلانا فأحبوه فيحبه أهل السماء ثم يوضع له القبول في الأرض وإذا أبغض عبدا دعا جبريل فيقول إني أبغض فلانا فأبغضه فيبغضه جبريل ثم ينادي في أهل السماء إن الله يبغض فلانا فأبغضوه فيبغضه أهل السماء ثم توضع له البغضاء في الأرض.
نعم هذا ذكرنا.
The Shaykh Hamid al-Wa'ala stated that this is related to the previous unit in Hadith. وعن عائشة رضي الله عنها أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بعث رجلا على سرية فكان يقرأ لأصحابه في صلاتهم فيختموا بقل هو الله أحد فلما رجعوا ذكروا ذلك لرسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال سألوه بأي شيء يسمع ذلك فسألوه فقال لأنها صفة الرحمن فأنا أحب أن أقرأ بها فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أخبروه أن الله تعالى يحبه. متفق عليه.
إذن من أحب محبوبات الله أحبه الله.
And the Shaykh Hamid al-Wa'ala stated that what is exemplified in his hadith is that the individual who loves those things who are beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah loves him as a result of that.
وَمَنْ كَرِهَ مَحْبُوبَاتِ اللَّهِ كَرِهَ اللَّهِ.
And the individual who dislikes or hates those things
أبغضه,
which are...
أبغضه الله. من أبغض محبوبات الله أبغضه الله.
The individual who detests or hates those things which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves, then the recompense is that Allah dislikes or hates this individual.
إن الله يكره لكم وإن الله يحب لكم.
And it comes in the hadith that Allah loves for you and Allah dislikes for you.
إن الله يحب لكم أن تعبدوه ولا تشركوا به شيئا وأن تعتصموا بحبل الله جميعا وأن تناصحوا من والله الله أمركم ويكره لكم قيل وقال وكثرة السؤال وإضاعة المال فأشياء يحبها الله وأشياء يكرهها الله.
And the Shaykh Hamid al-Wa'ala mentions in a hadith where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions those things that he loves and he mentions those things that he dislikes.
ربما هذا المحبوب قد كرهته النفوس التي ملت عبادة الله أو لم تخضع أنفسها بالذل لله.
And the Shaykh Hamid al-Wa'ala ta'ala stated that there may be a situation where an individual or a certain self, the soul, is disinclined towards those things that are beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala due to the fact that this soul has not fully submitted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and what he is commanding.
هذا الباب جميل وتناقشنا فيه وبينا حديث التقرب إلى الله عز وجل حديث الولي وانتشر وأفرده الإخوة جزاهم الله خير فشكر الله لهم وهناك كثير اتصلوا قد استفادوا من المادة في الدرس الماضي.
And the Shaykh Hamid al-Wa'ala ta'ala stated that this is one of the beautiful chapters in this book and especially the hadith and what is related to the first hadith, those things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed that if the individual does, it causes the individual to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and attain the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that the brothers sent out this lesson and that there were many people who benefited from this lesson and actually called the Shaykh and thanked him for the beneficial lesson that we took last week or the last lesson that we had 2 weeks ago.
قل هو الله أحد نالت هذه المنزلة لأنها كلها في صفات الله الربوبية والألوهية والأسماء والصفات فهذه الآية السورة لما أحبها أحبه الله.
And the Shaykh Hamid al-Wa'ala ta'ala stated that this chapter قل هو الله أحد it has reached this pinnacle of love from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because all of it is related to the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the oneness of Allah with regards to His Lordship, the oneness of Allah with regards to Him deserving worship alone, and the Lordness of the oneness of Allah's names and attributes. And the fact that this chapter is love from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this individual, he attained the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala due to the fact that he loved this chapter.
هذا الحديث البخاري.
And this hadith is narrated in Sahih Bukhari.
ومسلم.
And also in Muslim, so it is agreed upon.
وهنا ذكر الصفة.
And here you mention, يعني it is mentioned that this sifa or the attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
صفة الرحمن.
The attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
ومن العجيب أن الجهل دائما ينفح صاحبه.
And the Shaykh Hafidh Allah Ta'ala stated that from the strange affairs is that, or from the affairs that cause one to be amazed, is that the jahl or ignorance, it exposes the one who is described with this quality.
والإنترنت امتلأ بالجهال المتصدرين لأحكام الدين.
And the Shaykh Hafidh Allah Ta'ala stated that the internet is full of ignorant people who speak with regards to the religion without having knowledge.
ومن العجيب أن رجل ممن هو أصبح من مشاهير اليوتيوب أو الإنترنت.
And the Shaykh Hafidh Allah Ta'ala stated that from the stranger affairs, if that is an individual, he's become famous on YouTube.
فيقول نقول أسماء الله أما الصفات لم يأتي فيها دليل.
This individual.
فلا نقول صفات الله.
This individual, due to his ignorance, he said that we only say the names of Allah Azza wa Jal, and we do not say that there are attributes of Allah Azza wa Jal, because what is come in the text is only أسماء.
هكذا الجهل يفضح صاحبه. حديث البخاري ومسلم يقول صفة الرحمن.
And the Shaykh Hafidh Allah Ta'ala stated like he said that like this, ignorance exposes the person who is described with this quality of being ignorant. Here in this hadith, the narrator said that the person who read this chapter, he said that لِأَنَّهَا صِفَةُ الرَّحْمَنِ, because it is the attribute of الرحمن, of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala.
وهذا مشهور عند أفراد الصحابة.
And the Shaykh Hafidh Allah Ta'ala stated that this attribute or this fact of knowing that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala had attributes was known from single individuals from amongst the Sahaba.
ولو كانت الصفة لا تجوز لقال له الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تقول صفة الرحمن.
And if it was the fact that it was not permissible to say the attribute of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would have rebuked this Sahabi and said no, and he would have said no, do not say that it is the attribute of Allah.
ولكن كان رد الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم أخبره.
But the response of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was that he said, inform this individual that Allah سبحانه وتعالى loves him.
اللي بعده.
وقال رحمه الله تعالى.
هذا الشخص مشهور في السوشيال ميديا لكن عند أهل العلم والمعرفة لا يعرف. فلذلك لن أذكر اسمه حتى لا أشهره لكم. ولكن لعل هذا يصل من قد سمع هذا الشخص فينتبه من هذه الشبهة التي قد بثها في بعض من ظن أنه على شيء.
The Shaykh Hafidh Allah Ta'ala stated that this individual is from those who are famous on social media, but this individual is not famous with regards to the ulama, and due to this fact the Shaykh Hafidh Allah Ta'ala did not mention his name. Rather, he mentioned this issue so that those individuals who are affected by this shubha or this doubt can take care and be aware of this doubt and know that this person is upon falsehood. وقال رحمه الله تعالى باب التحذير من إذاء الصالحين وضعفة والمساكين. قال الله تعالى والذين يؤذون المؤمنين والمؤمنات بغير ما اكتسبوا فقد احتملوا بهتانا وإثما مبينا. وقال تعالى فأما اليتيم فلا تقهر وأما السائل فلا تنهر.
هؤلاء فئات بحاجة إلى مساندة ووقفة ومعاونة.
These individuals who are mentioned in this chapter, they are the individuals who need to be assisted and need to be helped and need to be strengthened or supported.
فالضعيف والمسكين كسره ضعفه ومسكنته.
So the individual who is poor, the individual who is weak, due to the fact that he is weak, and due to the fact that he is poor, he is in need of that which strengthens him and supports him.
وكذا اليتيم والسائل المحتاج.
And likewise, the person who asks because he's in need, and likewise, the orphan.
فأنت تجبر كسره.
So you strengthen his weakness.
تعينه.
For example, helping him and assisting him.
ترحمه.
And you are compassionate or merciful with him.
وتشفق عليه.
And again, you are empathetic with regards to the situation that he's in.
وأيضا في المقابل لا تجوز الأذية.
And the Shaykh Hafidh Allah Ta'ala stated that likewise, it is not permissible to harm or hurt this individual.
فإن كان الأذية لا تجوز في حق المسلم والمؤمن والأخ في الله فكيف بالأذية بغير ما اكتسبوا أي بالبهتان؟ هذه أشد.
The Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala is saying that if the situation is where, or the condition is that it is not permissible to harm or hurt the believing men and women, how much so for causing them for buhtan, or lying against them, and accusing them of falsehood, something which they did not deserve or do.
زيادة على الأذية ظلم.
And the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that increasing or an increase upon harming them is the fact that the person who does so has also oppressed them. So he has harmed them and oppressed them.
اليتيم بحاجة إلى مساندة.
The orphan is in need of مساندة, or one who supports him and assists him, strengthens him, helps him.
لا تقهر.
لا تقهر. Do not belittle him or debase him.
لا تحقره.
Don't belittle him.
لا تستعدي عليه.
Don't become arrogant with him or treat him like you are above him.
يكفي أنه يتيم.
It is sufficient enough that he is an orphan.
والنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم stated with regards to the orphan.
أخبر بمنزلة كافر اليتيم وهو ثم شبك بين أصبعيه السبابة والوسطى.
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned in an authentic hadith that the individual who takes care of the needs of an orphan is like this with the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم indicated this by putting his index finger and his middle finger together. وقال رحمه الله تعالى وأما الأحاديث فكثيرة منها حديث أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه في الباب الذي قبل هذا من عادى لي وليا فقد آذنته بالحرب ومنها حديث سعد بن عدي وقاص رضي الله عنه السابق في باب ملاطفة اليتيم وقوله صلى الله عليه وسلم يا أبا بكر لئن كنت أغضبتهم لقد أغضبت ربك وأما الأحاديث فكثيرة منها حديث أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه في الباب الذي قبل هذا من عادى لي وليا فقد آذنته بالحرب
يعني هذا الصالح يكفي ما قد ذكرنا في الحديث الماضي
الباب السابق with regards to the righteous person and it is mentioned in the previous the first hadith of the previous chapter whoever declares war against a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala
يعني من عادى الأخيار كأنما شهر سيفه مع الله
and the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that the individual who harms or he hurts those individuals who are close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala it is as if he has unsheathed the sword of war against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala
وهو لا شك مهزوم ومكسور
and the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala saying that it is no doubt that this individual is protected
نعم
ومنها حديث سعد بن عدي وقاص رضي الله عنه السابق في باب ملاطفة اليتيم وقوله صلى الله عليه وسلم يا أبا بكر لئن كنت أغضبتهم لقد أغضبت ربك
لأن الله تبارك وتعالى يغضبه ذلك
because this type of a behavior it causes Allah subhanahu or it angers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala
فلا بد أن تكون المعاملة معهم بالأحسن.
So the treatment and your dealings with them should be بالأحسن, with that which is the best type of behavior. وقال رحمه الله تعالى وعن جندب بن عبد الله رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من صلى صلاة الصبح فهو في ذمة الله فلا يطلبنكم الله من ذمته بشيء فإنه من يطلبه من ذمته بشيء يدركه ثم يكبه على وجهه في نار جهنم رواه مسلم
هذا كله في الحذر من أذية الصالحين
And the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that all of these hadith are related to the danger of harming the salihin or those who are righteous.
فانتبه أن تعادي لأجل صلاحهم. دع منك أمور الناس التي قد تحصل بينهم يحصل بين الناس أخطاء حتى من رجل صالح ربما يكون خطأ في جانب مالي أو خطأ في جانب سلوكي أو خطأ في جانب اجتماعي ليس هناك أحد معصوم لكن المراد هنا بالأذية أن يؤذيه لأجل صلاحه تبعتم؟
الشيخ حبيب الله تعالى stated that what is important here is that what is mentioned by having enmity towards the righteous people is having this enmity or this dislike or hatred towards them due to their salah or their uprightness or their being righteous. This is what is dislike. And the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that what transpires between people because of a mistake with regards to money or disagreements which regularly happen from people, this is not what is included in this hadith. What is included in this hadith is enmity or dislike for the individual due to his righteousness.
بدليل.
And the proof of that,
أن الصحابة حصلت بينهم بعض الخصومات في حضرة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وقضى بينهم ولا شك أن هناك منهم المخطئ وهناك المصيب بدليل أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قضى وحكم هذا له كذا وأنت عليك كذا فهذا مما قد يحصل بين الناس المقصود بالوارد هنا يؤذيه لأجل ديانته يعني العداء عداء من أجل الدين.
And the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala again is reiterating the fact that what is included or what is mentioned in this hadith is the dislike or enmity towards this person due to his religiousness, due to his righteousness and uprightness. And the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated that the proof of this is that there were disagreements that transpired between the Sahaba and the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam judged between them. And of course, in these disagreements, you'll have those who are correct and those who are mistaken. And the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam judged between them. And he dictated that this individual was deserving of this. And upon this individual was such and such. And the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala again stated that what is intended in this hadith is that the individual has enmity or hatred towards the righteous due to their religiousness and due to their uprightness.
كل ما كنت قريب من الله كان الله قريبا منك.
And the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that as much as you get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or attain closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah gets closer to you.
بقدر ما تكون محافظ على أوامر الله بقدر ما تكون أنت محفوظ.
And with regards to as much as you protect that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made obligatory upon you and you refrain from that which He has prohibited, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect you.
شو الدليل؟
And what's the proof?
عندك يا عبد الله. شو الدليل؟
What's the proof of this fact?
احفظ الله.
And the proof of this is that Allah said, that it comes in the hadith that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, احفظ الله, protect Allah, and the recompense is that Allah will protect you.
وأيضا حديث الوليد.
And also the hadith of Walid, the first hadith that we took in the previous chapter.
ما زال عبدي يتقرب إلي حتى أكون أي تأتيه الحطاءات من الله والحفظ في كل جوارحه.
Because it is mentioned in this hadith that the individual continues to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until he becomes his sight that he sees with, his hearing that he hears with. And the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated that all of his body parts that are mentioned in this hadith, Allah will protect him with regards to these body parts.
إذا وجدت نفسك تقع فيما يغضب الله أنت لست في حفظ الله قد أوكلت لنفسك.
And the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala is bringing to our attention the fact that if you find yourself engaging in those things or in that behavior or in those sins which bring about Allah's anger, then know that you are not in the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, rather Allah has entrusted you to yourself. What should you do if you are in this situation? Come back and repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
حافظ على الفرائض أكثر من النوافل.
Protect those
حتى يحبك فيحفظك.
Protect those the obligatory prayers and continue to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with those supererogatory actions, and as a recompense, Allah will love you, like what is mentioned in the previous hadith.
No.
وقال رحمه الله.
هذا في فضل الصلاة مع الجماعة صلاة الفجر.
And also in this hadith, this previously mentioned hadith, is the fadl or the merit of praying Salat al-Fajr in the congregation. It has its specific merit. وقال رحمه الله تعالى باب إجراء أحكام الناس على الظاهر وسرائرهم إلى الله تعالى. قال الله تعالى فإن تابوا وأقاموا الصلاة وآتوا الزكاة فخلوا سبيلهم.
هذا الباب باب جميل.
The Sheikh Al-Tahani stated that this chapter is a very beautiful chapter.
يبين ما هو الأصل في تعامل الناس بعضهم مع بعض.
And it explains the foundational principle with regards to the dealing or with regards to dealing with people or the people's interactions with each other.
هذا الأصل. الناس على ظاهرها تحسن الظن.
And this is the أصل or this is the basic principle when you deal with others that you deal with them upon what is outwardly manifest. And you have حسن الظن and you deal with them what is ظاهر or what is outwardly apparent.
سريرته.
His inner situation.
إما أن يكشفها الله بوحي.
Rather, the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated that either his inner condition or situation will be revealed from Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala with revelation.
أو هو يصرح بها.
Or this individual will directly say it or clearly say it.
أو يكتشف.
Or it will be discovered.
مثال ذلك في زمان النبوة.
And what is the example with regards to the time of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam?
من يجيب؟ أحسنت. المنافقون في زمن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم هو يعلم بالوحي أنهم منافقون لكن يعاملهم على ظاهر. يصلون معه بالصلاة. يصلون معه. المنافق بالدرك الأسفل من النار. لكن كان يعاملهم معاملة الظاهر.
And the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala gave the example of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. During his time, it was revealed to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who the hypocrites were. And the hypocrites would pray with the Muslims. And yet, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knew their inner condition and he knew that they were hypocrites due to what was revealed to him by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yet, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam dealt with them on their outward appearance.
شخص عليه ملاحظة.
The Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that there may be an individual who has mulahada or certain things which are taken notice of.
الأصل الستر.
And the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that the asal is a sitter, is that you cover this individual's faults or sins.
وأنت مأمور أن تستر عليه.
And you are commanded to cover or hide his faults and sins.
ومجزي بسترك عليه في الدنيا أن يسترك الله يوم القيامة.
And you are rewarded for covering and hiding his faults with regards to the worldly life, you will be or you will have your faults and your sins covered on the day of judgment.
كلنا ذو خطأ.
And the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala said that all of us make mistakes.
وكلنا عندنا أخطاء لا نحب أن يراها أحد.
And we all have faults and mistakes and sins that we don't want anyone to know of.
فبقدر ما تحب أن يستر الله عليك استر.
And as much as you would love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to hide your faults and mistakes and sins, you should hide the mistakes and faults and sins of others.
وبقدر ما أن تسعى في فضيحة الناس سيسلط الله عليك من يخلعك.
And the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that as much as you are keen to exposing others, Allah will deem or decree that there will be an individual who, or individuals who expose your faults and mistakes and sins.
في الدنيا أو الآخر.
Rather, whether it be in this life or whether it be in the hereafter.
إذن عامل الناس بظواهرهم.
So, what is extrapolated from this is that we deal with people according to that which is hourly manifest or hourly apparent.
إذا كنت ذا شأن قاضي رجل أمن جهات معينة تسعى أن تضبط الأمور فتبين لها خلل في جانب عقدي أو جانب أخلاقي أو جانب سلوكي فهي تمارس ما تصلح به بالستر.
And the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that if you are in a position, for example, if you are a judge or if you work with the security apparatus, and there are those individuals. Or the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated, for example, the Commission for Enjoining the Good and Forbidding the Bad. If you work in this sort of position, the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that, and there are those people who make mistakes, whether these mistakes or sins are related to aqidah or belief or related to behavior or related to interactions, that these individuals, they investigate these matters and that they, when they find these individuals, they still deal with them with scissor or covering these individuals' faults.
فأول أمر النصيحة.
The The first affair is that these individuals are advised. النصيحة, they are advised.
تنبيه
يعني bringing it to the person's attention, يعني the severity of this action.
تعهد خطي.
And the individual يعني makes a contract or he makes an agreement that he will not engage in these actions again.
فإذا رؤية من الشخص أنه أكثر من هذا له تعاقب.
And the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that if after these injunctions are taken, if it is seen that the individual still engages in these behaviors or in these issues, then this individual has specific dealings or specific manner in which he is dealt with, that which is appropriate with the situation.
كم أخطاء فيما يتعلق في سلوك الناس أو أمورهم حلت بالنصح والستر.
And the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that how many mistakes have emanated from the people or sins have emanated from the people and that they have been dealt with by giving advice and covering the faults or hiding the faults of these individuals. The situation was handled by giving advice and hiding this individual's faults or sins.
أما أمورك التي تكون خفية فانتبه من أن تعود إليها.
And the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that those affairs that you may have engaged in, that nobody sees, the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that to take care, to not go back to them.
غالباً لا ينفضح إلا من تكرر منه الخطأ.
And the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that in the majority of cases, the individual is not exposed except due to the fact that he constantly goes back to doing these things in secret.
أمهل.
He's been giving a recompense, he's been giving time to repent and not go back to these actions.
فكم أشياء كثيرة سترها الله عليها.
And the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that how many affairs has Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hidden from our faults and our sins.
Abdullah.
And the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated, O servant of Allah,
انتبه أن ترجع.
Take care and be careful to not return.
بما قد ستر عليك.
Do not return to that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has hidden from your faults and your sins.
أحدهم أتى إلى عمر بن الخطاب أو غيره نسيت. فقال له هذه أول مرة قالت له قال لو كانت الأولى لسترت ولكنك تجرأت ففضحت.
The Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that an individual came to Umar ibn al-Khattab or one of the Sahaba and he stated, the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala forgot which one of the Sahaba was in the story.
من يراجع هذا الأثر؟
The Shaykh is asking who will review this research this story.
عندك يا وسام تراجع.
So the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that in the story the individual came to the Sahabi and he said, Wallahi, well, he swore that this was the first time. And the Sahabi or the companion's response was, if this was the first time, you would have been covered. Your sin would have been covered. But rather, you were exposed due to the fact that it was not the first time. It was something that you constantly engaged in. وقال رحمه الله تعالى ولعن عمر رضي الله عنهما أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال أمرت أن أقاتل الناس حتى يشهدوا أن لا إله إلا الله وأن محمد رسول الله ويقيم الصلاة ويؤتوا الزكاة فإذا فعلوا ذلك عصموا مني دماءهم وأموالهم إلا بحق الإسلام وحسابهم على الله تعالى متفق عليه.
يعني إذا أظهروا هذه الأمور لهم أن دماءهم وأعراضهم وأموالهم تعصم.
And the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that what is derived from this hadith is that if the individual outwardly manifests what is mentioned in this hadith, then the recompense is that their blood or his blood, his wealth, is inviolable.
لأن هذا الذي ظهر.
Why? Because this individual outwardly manifested these actions. This is what is outwardly apparent from his condition.
هذا الحكم الدنيوي.
And the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that this is the hukm al-dunyawi or the ruling with regards to this worldly life.
حسابهم على الله إذا كانوا مخادعين لنا وأخفوا في سرائرهم خلاف ما أظهروا. هذا معنى.
And the last part of this hadith where it states حسابهم على الله, meaning that if they have deceived us by outwardly manifesting these behaviors, but or these actions, and inwardly concealing that which is the opposite, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will take them to account and He will judge them. The Shaykh Hafidh Allah ta'ala stated that cutting and looking at the hearts, this is not our affair. This is not what we've been entrusted with. This is an affair, or these are affairs of the unseen, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is in charge of the affairs of the unseen, and He's the only one who knows the affairs of the unseen. And their judgment will be by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment.
وهذا منطبق تماما على المنافقين.
And the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated that this was specifically applied. This was specifically applied to the munafiqeen during the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
اشهد.
وقال رحمه الله تعالى وعن أبي عبد الله طارق بن هشيم هشيم رضي الله عنه قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم
هشيم ولا هشيم
هشيم رضي الله عنه قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول من قال لا إله إلا الله وكفر بما يعبد من دون الله حرم ماله ودمه وحسابه على الله رواه مسلم.
نعم.
وقال عن أبي معبد المقداد مقداد بن الأسود رضي الله عنه قال
يأخذ نفس الحكم اللي قبله نفس اللي شرحناه قبل.
The Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated that this hadith is related to that which was before. It's the same ruling. قال قلت لرسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم
الله
أرأيت إن لقيت رجلا من الكفار فاقتتلنا فضرب إحدى يدي بالسيف فقطعها ثم لاذ مني بشجرة فقال أسلمت لله أقتله يا رسول الله بعد أن قالها فقال لا تقتل فقلت يا رسول الله قطع إحدى يدي ثم قال ذلك بعدما قطعها فقال لا تقتله فإن قتلته فإنه بمنزلتك قبل أن تقتله وإنك بمنزلته قبل أن يقول كلمته التي قال. متفق عليه.
أول مقاتلتك لله.
The Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated that يعني, the first attempt you made to kill him was for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
أما بعد أن أعلن إسلامه أصبح انتقام لنفسك.
But after he stated that he has entered into Islam and he made the shahada, if you were to kill him, you have done this as revenge for yourself.
إن كان كاذبا.
If he was lying,
فله موعد عند الله.
Then his appointment or his appointed date is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
وَإِنْ كَانَ صَادِقًا فَلَا يَحِلُّ لَكَ ذَلِكَ.
And if it was true, if he made the statement out of sincerity and truth, then it is not permissible for you to kill him as he has entered into Islam and he has the rights of a Muslim.
انظروا عدل الإسلام.
And the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated, look at the justness of Islam.
وَهُوَ فِي الْمَعْرَكَ.
This individual was in ma'raka, in a battle, in war.
Allah. يعجز الوصف.
The Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated that يعني, it is impossible for a person to describe the reality of this.
يدي قطعت منه هو قاطع فهرب لاذ بشجرة فلما تمكنت منه لأجازيه ما فعل في ساحة القتال يعلن الإسلام يحرم علي ماله والله أكبر إن لنا دين والله إن لنا دين يضبطنا عسى الله يرزقنا فهم ديننا.
The Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated, look at the justness of Islam. These individuals are in the battlefield. And this individual, his hand was cut off by the other individual. The other individual, after cutting off his hand, he hides behind a tree. And the man follows him. He raises the sword, and the individual says, La ilaha illallah. Right there, the individual must control himself. It is not permissible for him to kill him, as this individual has entered into Islam, and he is a Muslim. He has the rights of the Muslims. It is not permissible for him. It is not permissible for the individual to kill him. The Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala said, look at the beauty of Islam. Look at the reality of this religion. And may Allah guide us to understanding, the correct understanding of Islam.
يعني انظر أنت بمنزلته وهو بمنزلته. ليس معناه أنك أصبحت كافر بمنزلته. لا. هو وأنت تقاتله مباح لك دمه. وأنت إذا وقعت فيه أبيح لنا دمك المعصوم فيقتص منك.
أن الشيخ حبيب الله
ليس معناه أصبحت كافر وهو بمنزلته، لا، أي في حرمة الدم. تذكر النقطة هذه قد يقع فيها بعض من يقول بالتكفير أو كذا، إنما المقصود هنا في مسألة الدم، يعني إذا قتلته أصبح دمك حل بالقصص.
الشيخ حبيب الله
اقتص.
The stated in the second part of this hadith, whereby the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated that you have become in his position, meaning that before this individual was or professed the shahada, it was permissible for this individual to kill him. After he entered into Islam, if the individual kills him, he has put himself in the first position of that individual, meaning by his blood has become halal, not meaning that he has entered into kufr or disbelief, but this individual will have his, يعني his blood money. يعني it will be.
يعني كما كان في القتال دمه حلال لك في قتله، لأن في ساحة القتال دمك أصبح للقصاص. نعم.
Just like this individual, when he was a disbeliever, it was permissible to take his blood or to take his life. The individual who kills him after he has entered into Islam, it is permissible for this individual to have his blood taken or his life taken from qisas, meaning that this individual and those who inherit from him, they have the right to have this individual killed, يعني qisas, or have him killed and have his life taken.
Usama.
وقال رحمه الله تعالى وعن أسامة بن زيد رضي الله عنهما قال بعثنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إلى الحركة من جهينة فصبحنا القوم على مياههم ولحقت أنا ورجل من الأنصار رجلا منهم فلما غشيناه قال لا إله إلا الله فكف عنه الأنصاري وطعنته برمحي حتى قتلته فلما قدمنا المدينة بلغ ذلك النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال لي يا أسامة أقتلته بعدما قال لا إله إلا الله؟ قلت يا رسول الله إنما كان متعوذا. فقال أقتلته بعدما قال لا إله إلا الله؟ فما زال يكررها علي حتى تمنيت أني لم أكن أسلمت قبل ذلك اليوم. متفق عليه.
لأن الإسلام يجب ما قبل.
Why? Because Islam, يعني it forgives or causes the person to be forgiven for everything that expired or transpired before that.
وحديث أسامة فيه روايات كثيرة. لعله ذكر الرواية أخرى بعد الفضل.
And the Sheikh Abu Dawud has stated that there are different narrations of this hadith which we will read. وفي رواية قال فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أقال لا إله إلا الله وقتلت؟ قلت يا رسول الله إنما قالها خوفا من السلاح. قال أفلا شققت عن قلبه حتى تعلم أقالها أم لا؟ فما زال يكررها حتى تمنيت أني أسلمت يومئذ.
نعم. وقال هذا يدل على عدم التعامل بما قد كان عليه الإنسان، يتعامل بما قد ظهر عليه. حال المقاتلة كان على الكفر، ولكنه أظهر الإسلام إذا تمسك.
And the Shaykh Abid Allah Ta'ala stated that what is derived from this hadith is that it is not permissible to deal with individuals what they were previously upon, rather what is incumbent or what is obligatory is to deal with people upon that which is outwardly apparent or outwardly manifest. وقال رحمه الله تعالى وعن جندب بن عبد الله رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بعث بعثا من المسلمين إلى قوم من المشركين وأنهم التقوا فكان رجل من المشركين إذا شاء أن يقصد إلى رجل من المسلمين قصد له فقتله وأن رجلا من المسلمين قصد غفلته وكنا نتحدث أنه أسامة بن زيد فلما رفع عليه السيف قال لا إله إلا الله فقتله فجاء البشير إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فسأله فأخبره حتى أخبره خبر الرجل كيف صنع فدعاه فسأله فقال لما قتلته فقال يا رسول الله أوجمع في المسلمين وقتل فلانا وفلانا وسمى له نفرا وإني حملت عليه فلما رأى السيف قال لا إله إلا الله قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أقتلته قال نعم قال فكيف تسمع بلا إله إلا الله إذا جاءت يوم القيامة؟ فقال يا رسول الله استغفر لي. قال وكيف تسمع بلا إله إلا الله إذا جاءت يوم القيامة؟ فجعل لا يزيد على أن يقول كيف تسمع بلا إله إلا الله إذا جاءت يوم القيامة. رواه مسلم. وقال رحمه الله تعالى وعن عبد الله بن عتبة بن مسعود رضي الله عنه قال سمعت عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه يقول إن ناسا كانوا يؤخذون بالوحي في عهد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وإن الوحي قد انقطع وإنما نأخذكم الآن بما ظهر لنا من أعمالكم فمن أظهر لنا خيرا أمناه وقربناه وليس لنا من سريرته شيء الله يحاسبه في سريرته ومن أظهر لنا سوءا لم نأمنه ولم نصدقه وإن قال إن سريرته حسنة. رواه البخاري.
وهذا منطبق مع ترجمة الباب.
And the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala is stating that this is the application or the understanding of the chapter of this the heading of this chapter.
الخوارج إذا خرجوا هم يقولون لا إله إلا الله صحيح.
The Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated that the Khawarij, when they rebel, they say لا إله إلا الله.
لماذا نقتلهم وهم يقولون لا إله إلا الله؟
The Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated how come it's permissible to kill them yet they say لا إله إلا الله.
لأن الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم قال